was. We wanted to get back on track. To go to UCD Bowl is always a difficult place. You know, they are bottom of the table, but that's because of Monaghan's demise. But reality is, they beat Sligo down there, and they drew with Shamrock Rovers. So we knew we were in for a tough game, especially being down so many bodies. But, you know, very pleased to keep a clean sheet, and obviously very, very, very happy to go on and win the game.
That goal scored by Stephen McLaughlin came just past the half-hour mark. Tell us about it, Declan.
Well, we had a lot of possession in the first half. We dominated the opening period of the game, I felt. We played some very good football. But it was a fantastic ball. Owen Morrison chipped out of their back four, and Stephen, using his pace and aggression, ran onto it and finished it with a very hard drive under the back of the net. So, you know, it was a fantastic goal, and it's something that Stephen's been doing on a regular basis for us, thankfully, this year.
Well, in the second period, UCD came more into the game. As the second half went on, was it looking more likely that an equaliser was going to come, or that Derry could possibly get a second, Declan?
Well, it was a very tactical second half. You know, UCD went three at the back, and they played five in midfield and two up front, and we had to change our formation a wee bit to keep ourselves in the game. And to be totally honest, Jerry made two fantastic saves, but, you know, we had three or four good opportunities ourselves. Maybe they go on and get the second and kill the game off. Obviously, at 1-0, it's very evenly balanced, but, you know, I was quite happy with our second half performance. There was a bit of defending to be done, but you expect that in the Electricity League away from home against anyone. But the reality was, we had a lot of good possession, played a lot of good football, and scored a fantastic goal. So overall, very, very happy.
Yeah, when Simon Madden was sent off towards the end, was it nervy towards the end, Declan?
Well, we're obviously down to 10 men, and haven't been down to 10 men in Cork and conceding two late goals. It's always in the back of people's minds. But, you know, the reality was, last night we played, we had 14 players that took part in the game, and 9 of those players were under 22. And to be fair to the young players last night, they played with no fear, and they expressed themselves very well. I felt young Barry McNamee coming in had a fantastic last hour in the game. Michael Duffy coming on for his debut, and Michael Barr obviously coming on and filling in for Simon Madden. But Ryan Kern started his first game for Derry City last night also, and at 17 years of age, he was outstanding in the game.
When can you see some of the more experienced players returning from the injury list in the short term, Declan?
Well, short term, you know, I would hope they have maybe Barry Malloy available this week. I'm hoping also Patrick McElhinney might shake off the dead leg he picked up against Drogheda. Again, Patrick's a very young player himself at 19, but he's instrumental to the way that we play. So he was badly missed last night. But also, I have Connor Murphy and Mark Brawley, who we signed this week, to come back into the squad now on Friday. So, you know, I want competition for places. We have been very light in the last load of weeks, but I'm very hopeful that over the next couple of weeks we might start to get a few bodies back on the scene.
Declan, you mentioned Murphy and Brawley, who you brought in this week. Can we see you add any further additions to the squad in the coming weeks?
Well, I hope so. You know, it's common knowledge. I've made an offer to Patrick Craig, who I see as a potential top midfield player in the league. Patrick, at this moment in time, is training with St. Johnson, and St. Johnson will give an answer on Sunday afternoon. So Patrick has given me assurances if there's not an offer at St. Johnson, he will sign for Derry City. So I'm very hopeful that, you know, I fully expect St. Johnson will be interested in him, but I'm also keeping my fingers crossed that we might be able to be in with a shout with him also.
Finally, Declan, Sligo Rovers, the opposition next weekend. It's always nice to be involved in a North West derby, and even more so when you're taking on the league leaders.
Absolutely. I'm just on my way to watch them play against Bray today, and Sligo have they've set the benchmark this year. Obviously, they've got a lot of money that they can sign top quality players. Haven't signed another three this week, but you know, the reality is we get there and give a very good account of ourselves in the league, and I'm very hopeful that we can do the same in the Brandywell next week.